to the BLVS podcast, BLVS Blindness and Low Vision Professions. I'm here with Carolyn, Kinshasa, and I'm Kate. We're going to introduce ourselves. Kinshasa, you want to go first?
Okay, so I am a low vision therapist, vision rehabilitation therapist, and an orientation mobility specialist. And I'm here representing the BLVS as a professional. I'm excited to be here.
I love that. All right, Carolyn.
I'm Carolyn. I'm a VRT and O&M student. I'm also the president of Spacers, which we can talk about later. But yeah, happy to be here.
Awesome. And I'm Kate. I'm a teacher of the visually impaired, so TVI. And then I'm also a vision rehab therapist, VRT. So we all have some different professions, but we're all in the blindness and low vision professions. So my first question is going to be to you guys, how did you get into this? Because it's such a niche thing. So Kinshasa, how did you find this?
Okay. All right. That is an awesome question because my major was psychology with a minor in African-American studies. I graduated from Temple and I was kind of looking for a graduate degree. I knew I wanted to go back to school. And a friend of mine's that knew someone that was in the program told me about this program. I was super excited because I didn't have to take the GRE. The last time I took the GRE, I was like stoning. I was like spacing out. I was thinking about what I was going to have for lunch. And at the time, I went to PCO, which is, it was called Pennsylvania College of Optometry. So my graduate degree is from Pennsylvania College of Optometry. Woo-hoo. So in 1999, all I had to do was take the millage and knowledge, and I love words, but I still was a little not sure about this, you know? So when people say, well, what are you going to go to school for? I'm like, I'm going to be working with blind and visually impaired. Right. So I wasn't really confident. And then it just seemed like out of nowhere, I saw someone reading Braille on the train. I saw someone with a long white cane. Little did I know, I was in the area of the Associated Services for the Blind. So once I saw that, I was like, this is the profession. And that's how I got into it. Took the Miller's analogy. I'm here. I've been a vision rehabilitation therapist and a low vision therapist for 20 years.
Awesome. Very cool. All right, Carolyn, I know you have kind of like a crazy story about how you got into this. So I want to hear from you.
Yeah,
this is
well,
crazy.
I mean, you're part of it.
Yeah.
So my background was international business and Chinese studies, and that's what I was doing. I was in the business, corporate, purchasing world. And I, you know, I liked it. I was good at it. It was a great job. But then I went to hang out with my old college roommate, and Kate, your hometown friends with her. So you tagged along, like, so we had this whole group of us eating ice cream, and Kate was talking about what program she is, like talking about Salus and what she's doing. And as we're getting to know each other, and I was like, wait, that's a job? So I got your number and I kept meeting up with you and doing research and just learning more about the field and profession. And then I was like, you know what, I'm going to go for it. So I went for it. And now I'm in the VRT and O&M programs here. So
that's just
thanks.
Amazing. I love that. I love how like you can come from any background. And if you find a passion in this, like you can just go for it. Like I really feel that way.
Yeah.
I took a little bit more of a traditional approach with how I got into it because my undergrad was in elementary and special education. So I was already kind of in the teaching realm. And then my senior year at Misericordia University, that's where I got my undergrad. I was talking with my best friend, Michaela, about what our next step was after we graduated. And she told me that she was going to Salus to become a TVI. And I was like, what is that? I had no idea. She started explaining it to me. So I started getting interested, doing my research. And then as you would have it at my student teaching, at a general education school, one of my students in my student teaching class had a visual impairment. So I got to kind of see what that was like. I was able to shadow the O&M and see the TVI and see everything kind of come into fruition in a classroom. I feel like that was a really special thing for me to see. So then I went right into Salus, straight from my undergrad to become a teacher of the visually impaired. And then while I was in my classes to become a teacher of the visually impaired, I had to take a class in vision rehabilitation therapy. And for anyone that doesn't know what vision rehabilitation therapy is it's a lot about life skills, independence, things such as, medication management or, scheduling or even just cooking, brushing your teeth, things like that, for people who are blind and visually impaired. And I loved it. I loved the class. So I just tacked on that VRT to my TVI degree, and I'm so happy that I did. Kinshasa, were you gonna say
That,
something?
I want to piggyback on what you said. So yes, when I think about vision rehabilitation therapy, it is your everyday activities, your routine. So it's making sure that you, a person that is living with a moderate to severe vision loss, can do their daily routine much more efficiently, independently, and safely. So I like to look at it from that perspective. And we work when you're a VRT, a vision rehabilitation therapist, you work with parents that are just that are their children are newly diagnosed with a visual impairment. I enjoy working with teens because a lot of times we can explore things that maybe they didn't think about, opportunities to take a walk and really just have an eating tour, something that's specific to them or cook different things, or just make sure that they are preparing themselves for the next steps in their life. So that's what I really like about the VRT, vision rehabilitation therapy profession. It just allows you to help individuals with their everyday routine because everyone's routine is different.
Absolutely. It's all about empowering the individual. That's what I really feel like. I feel like all four of the blindness and low vision professions, and we can kind of go through and explain each one of them because I think that's important. I feel like all four of them boil down to empowering people and learning about, self-advocacy and promoting independence. So you just talked a little bit about VRT. Can you also talk about your other LVT?
Yeah, so certified low vision therapist. So, what I really enjoy about that is that many people that we work with, they still have some remaining functional vision. And as a certified low vision therapist, I work along with them to help them utilize their low vision devices, help them understand how to when it's time to use vision, when it's time to use other modalities to get the information, as well as set up their environment so that they can utilize their devices in a comfortable manner. So, for example, if a person is diagnosed with macular degeneration and they do receive a handheld magnifier. What I'm coming in is explaining how, where their vision is, where their spot of vision will be. Maybe we'll do some eccentric viewing so that they can feel comfortable with using where that spot of vision to utilize the magnifier. Then I'm looking at how we set up the space so that they can be comfortable. In some cases, when you are using a magnifier, you want to make sure that you're not bending over, making sure that the light is positioned a certain kind of way, and just make sure that they're implementing rest breaks. So I like being a low vision therapist because I feel that it goes into VRT, helping you do your everyday routines. And then it also helps with O&M so that while you're traveling, you can use that e-vision efficiently when necessary, when you are safe. Would you say that, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Carolyn, what are your programs again? You gotta remind me.
I'm VRT and O&M.
And O&M. Oh, so do you want to talk about O&M and explain kind of what O&M is?
Yeah, so O&M is orientation and mobility. So typically when you see someone walking with a white cane, that means they've had O&M lessons before. But it's not just the white cane, it's navigating environments unfamiliar and familiar environments. It's indoors and outdoors. It's using a white cane. It's learning directional, like the compass directions. It's spatial awareness, like how close are you when you talk to someone? So just stuff like that, and just like coming up with routes and to get from place A to B and public transportation. And so there's a lot of things that O&M does for like safe and independent travel. So it's not just the white cane, which a lot of people probably think it is when they hear it, but it's a lot more than that.
And that'll kind of lead me into talking about TVI because that's the last profession we have left to explain. So I'm a teacher of the visually impaired, and when you're a TVI, you can kind of take two routes. You know, you can become an itinerant TVI, which is what my best friend Michaela does. She travels from school to school to be a service provider for the different kids that have qualified for vision, right? And then I'm a TVI that works at a school for the blind, so I'm at the same school all day, every day with my kids, and I love it. It is amazing. My kids are the most amazing children in the world. I will stand by that. And yeah, TVI is just such a great option for someone who wants to be in education, because you can go two very separate ways, right? You can choose, I don't want to be in the same classroom all day. I don't want to have to be, you know, dealing with a constant classroom management thing. And you can become an itinerant service provider, which is really nice. You have some time in your car, you can kind of listen to your music, get from place to place, and you get to work with a lot of different age ranges as well. And then when you become if you become a TVI at a school for the blind, there's its own pros there, right? You get to spend all day every day with the same kids. You get to really get to know the families. And I just feel like TVI, you can do two very different jobs, but both of them are so fulfilling.
This has been an engaging conversation. Unfortunately, that's going to be our time for today.
Join us for our next podcast to learn more about what a day in life of a blindness and low vision professional looks like.